joined by William and John Whittaker, who've just come first and third, respectively, in the Christmas Tree Stakes here at the London International Horse Show Olympia. It's uncle and nephew. We'll start with you, William. Many congratulations. Tell us a bit about it.
Thank you very much. It was a good competition in the end for me. I was extremely happy with the way my horse jumped. He jumped nearly foot perfect over two rounds. It was actually very close in the end, but luckily I was just a bit quicker than the others.
I think it's one of the closest competitions I've seen. It was 0.2 of a second between first and second, and then 1/100th of a second between second and third. I mean, it doesn't really get closer than that, does it?
No. But you kind of expect that from, you know, there's so many good horse rider combinations here this year at Olympia. You know that the competitions are going to be really, really close. I think it's very good, actually. It shows how high the standard is, and it creates for a great competition.
And John, turning to you, obviously, you know, it's another result for you today, another podium finish, as it were, today, but 1/100th of a second. How do you feel about that?
Sick as a parrot.
I mean, I was watching it on the screen, and it looked as if there was the most tiniest little stutter between that leading into that very last fence. Did you notice that yourself?
Well, I did an extra stride. It was William did six strides to the last fence. I knew I was really quick. To be honest, I was quicker, because I don't think anybody could have gone any quicker than I went over the first. Every turn came off absolutely perfect, you know, quick, and every single turn all the way. And I thought, right, I'm up. And I was intended to do six strides to the last fence, but I landed over the second last and kind of went for it, but just couldn't see me getting there. And she hasn't got a very big stride on Elia.
I mean, like you say, again, watching you on the screen, you did fly around those first few jumps, and you must be...
That's where I lost it at the last. I took an extra stride, and, I would have been half a second up if I'd have kept going. But then again, I could have knocked it down, so...
I mean, you're one of the most popular riders here at the show. You're also, as we talk to you more and more, it becomes so apparent just how competitive you are. Do you get any crumb of comfort to know that at least there's a Whittaker at the top of the podium tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was hoping it was going to be a 1-2-3, you know, whichever it was. But, no, it's great. William's actually, he's also been jumping good this week, but he's been out of luck, so, you know, he deserves a win. He's riding really well. And he won it in good style. We couldn't catch him.
Absolutely. Well, look, with all due respect, we'll leave the last word to the winner. How does this set you up for the rest of the final couple of days of competition? Does it give you that boost?
Oh, definitely. A bit like John said, really. My horses have actually been jumping well all week. Just a bit short of luck, really. A win's always fantastic, and it's great for me and my family and, you know, the rest of the team, everyone involved. So, it'd be a real boost, I'm sure.